This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred gallantry awards to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State and Union Territory Police. The awards were conferred during the Defence Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Lieutenant Commander Suraj Parashar, Lieutenant Colonel Nitish Bharti Shukla, Major Aditya Pratap Singh, Inspector Lakshman Kewat and Rameshwar Durga Deshmukh were awarded Shaurya Chakra. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other union ministers and senior officials of armed forces were also present on the occasion. West Bengal has become the 36th state and union territory in the country to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The scheme provides health cover of up to 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization to eligible beneficiaries. National Health Authority and Government of West Bengal signed a Memorandum of Understanding in New Delhi today for the implementation of the scheme in the state. The MOU was signed in the presence of Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda and West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari. The Trinamool Congress TMC led by Mamata Banerjee today moved the Calcutta High Court challenging the decision of West Bengal Assembly Speaker to recognise Ritabrata Banerjee as the leader of the opposition in the Legislative Assembly. According to reports, TMC has contended that Speaker's decision to appoint Ritabrata Banerjee as leader of the opposition is contrary to established parliamentary norms and procedures. The petition is understood to seek judicial review of the Speaker's decision and recognition of the party's nominee S. Chattopadhyay for the post. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today launched the Bhavya portal to accelerate development of 100 industrial parks across the country. Addressing the gathering in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said the portal is aimed at creating integrated industrial ecosystems with multimodal connectivity, reliable utility systems, digital governance mechanisms, worker support infrastructure and sustainable development features.
To develop the industrial ecosystem and promote large-scale job creation through greater investments across the length and breadth of India, we have launched the Bhavya scheme. Bhavya will set up 100 industrial parks of different sizes. This time we are also going to be looking at earmarking more area for startups, deep tech or technology-oriented businesses, R&D and innovation-oriented businesses.
India has deeply regretted the renewed attacks in West Asia. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that these developments are a matter of utmost concern to the international community. India has called on all parties to immediately de-escalate tensions and ensure that civilians are not harmed. The ministry also appealed to conclude ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. The statement comes as Israel and Iran traded fresh missile attacks, triggering escalation in West Asia and jeopardizing the ceasefire. The Indian embassy in Iran has also advised Indian nationals to avoid any travel to Iran in view of the recent developments in the region. Akashvani is celebrating 90 years of exemplary service today. On this day in 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio, ushering the country into a special journey of culture, information and broadcasting to echo through generations. Post-independence, All India Radio expanded rapidly, adopting the name Akashvani in 1956. Akashvani brings forth a voice that echoes through generations, carrying the nation's stories, values, aspirations to listeners across the country. Reports of Akashvani's 90th anniversary celebrations are also pouring in from several states and union territories. In cricket, India registered their biggest ever victory in Test cricket, crushing Afghanistan by an innings and 300 runs on the third day of the one-off test in New Chandigarh today. After declaring their first innings at 564 for 8, India bowled Afghanistan out for 152 before lunch on day 3 and enforced the follow-on. The visitors were then dismissed for 112 in 35.5 overs, handing India a record victory inside 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.